Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast on Radio MD and iHeart Radio. You can download us every week. We are the latest medical news, but most importantly, what it means to you so that you can take control of your health. This is Podcast 863A. We have a sensational guest coming up as well. Something to talk about. What is gender? What do we mean by gender anymore in this world of, if you will, acceptance and what we know about gender? But in the meantime, let's talk about the top medical news of the week. The surprising link between marriage and heart health. High blood pressure in the 40s. A dementia risk for women. What you should do if you've got a family history of high blood pressure, or even if you don't, you should get a home blood pressure monitoring device. We'll talk more about that. Health conditions that increase stroke risk rise across all ages and risks. A long list of prescription drug effects, side effects confuse consumers. The FDA approves the test to screen blood donations for Zika. That's right. That's how big and worried we are about it. These U.S. states still smoke more than others. Where you want to avoid if you want to avoid smoke. Coming soon, a faster test for antibiotics against urinary tract infections. In a first, the gene therapy fails. I'm sorry. A gene therapy halts a fatal brain disease. And alcohol versus marijuana, which one is safest? Let's get to this news stories. The surprising link between marriage and heart health. What it means to you? Well, people in marriages that steadily get sweeter have lower cholesterol, healthier weight than marriages that stay the same, according to a 16-year study. The new research measured marriage ups and downs over the years to see if they went along with changes in heart health. To do so, researchers analyzed data from a long-running study of parents and children in Great Britain, in which fathers were surveyed about their marriage quality when their children were 3, again about age 9, and again at age 15. It turns out that if the marriage quality was good, your heart health and your heart biomarkers got better. And this was not just men, but it was also women. That is, the relationship got worse, by the way. If your marriage got worse, your blood pressure went up, your cholesterol, your lousy cholesterol went up, your markers of inflammation went up. Basically, it says work to make your marriage sweeter and better over time, and it is work. They acknowledge that, but when you do that, everything else in your life gets better for both men and women. Second top story of the week is, guess what? We'll get to it. It's high blood pressure in your 40s are a dementia risk for women. What does this mean? It's a dementia risk for both men and women, but especially women. So get your blood pressure measured. It should be 115 over 75. What do you do if it's not? Talk to your doc about lifestyle changes, but until you do those, until you get it normal from lifestyle changes, there are 150 different medications approved for high blood pressure, and we got one that's got every side effect you want. You want increased libido, we got one for that. You want decreased libido, we got one for that. You want virtually any side effect. You want one that calms you down. You want one that speeds you up. We got all of those. So talk to your doc and get to 115 over 75 in your 40s, and get a home blood pressure monitoring device. Measure it in yourselves, measure it in your kids, measure it in your parents, and get your blood pressure to 115 over 75 almost no matter what. But talk to your doc about it, because this is one of the ways of preventing stroke, preventing dementia, preventing other problems as you get older. It's one of the most important things you can do. So while we're thinking about that And where are you going to get your blood pressure device? Go to any drugstore. The Omron devices, other devices, all work. I'm going to throw to another sponsor of ours. Bill Caproth is our announcer. Bill, who's sponsoring this segment today?
More of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. We all know green juice is good for us, but have any of you tried juicing? Not only does it cost a fortune, especially if you're shopping organic, but it is also very time-consuming. And that's why I opt for Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder that you just add to water and get your greens on the go. It helps me sustain energy all throughout the day. It's quick and easy nutrition on the go. And it's not just any green juice. Remember, it's organic, and I want you to try it out, all right? Go to Organifi.com, and we're going to save you 20% off by using the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, at checkout. Once again, try out Organifi Green Juice for 20% off using code YOU, Y-O-U, at checkout at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Now, let's go back, Bill, and talk about the next change. Health conditions that increase stroke risk rise across all ages. So we talked about it, high blood pressure in the last segment, but illegal drug use, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, cigarette smoking are increasing. Believe it or not, I can't believe it, cigarette smoking is increasing across all ages and races in the last 10 years. Now, most important thing, get your blood pressure under control. It takes a pill if you don't want to do lifestyle. Get your lipids under control. Quit smoking. Those are keys to your getting healthy, as well as getting rid of opiates and drugs of abuse. One of the other interesting studies is if your doc or if your advertisement is giving you a long list of complications that a drug has or that a medication has, avoid the list, because what the list does is it makes it more complex for you, makes therapy more complex, and doesn't appear to help anyone. Now, next story, the FDA has approved a test to screen blood donations for Zika. That's because Zika appears to have long-term effect. We want you to get your blood, if you're going to get your blood tested, we want you to get it tested for Zika. But before you get in a serious reaction where you need blood, make sure that the blood bank that you're working with does test blood for all these diseases. And there are a bunch of diseases we really want it tested for. I'm not going to do justice to all the diseases, but do think about it. That is making sure you know what your Red Cross does, what is tested in the blood that you're likely to get. What states do you think smoke more than any others, and what should you avoid? It's 12 contiguous states in the Deep South and Midwest. I hate to say it, but Ohio is one of those. All due to our former governor who cut out prevention. We were on the way down. We had gone from 23% to 19%. We were at the national average when he cut out all money for prevention, not this governor, the former governor, and that caused us to be at 25%. In fact, in the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and West Virginia, 22% of adults smoke as opposed to around 16% for the national average. Oh, it hurts me. Ohio is at 23%. Yeah, we had a lousy prior governor who let this happen. Coming soon, a faster test for antibiotics against urinary tract infections. That's right. You'll be able to find out which antibiotic tests. It'll be a fast test. We expect it to be able to be done in an hour in the emergency room to know whether you're going to be susceptible, whether the bug you have is going to be susceptible to which antibiotic. In a study of 17 boys, the disease strikes males almost exclusively. A fatal degenerative brain disease was reversed by gene therapy. Whoa! Adrenoleukodystrophy, or ALD, the future. There are 500 gene therapies now being studied, according to the FDA, and that have FDA permission to be studied. Two have been approved for full use in cancers. One is about to be approved for blindness from congenital retinal disease, and then there are 499 in the pipeline, and this is one of those. Fatal blood disease, look for it. Don't look for the disease, but look for this is a new avenue of therapy that is really coming on quickly and is going to change dramatically. Okay, childhood obesity has increased over tenfold in the last 40 years. This is a sickening story. 40% of the U.S. is obese. Another 30% is overweight. 20% of kids under the age of 17 in America are obese. Globally, it is 12.5 million kids, up from 11 million just a few years ago. 124 million kids, I'm sorry, up from 11 million in 1975, a more than a tenfold increase. That's disgusting. It is now worldwide, it is about 6% of boys and girls under the age of 19. Horrible, horrible, horrible. The U.S. has exported its bad habits. Probably most countries don't want to import that one, but they have. Next article, alcohol versus marijuana, which is safer? Well, you can't overdose on marijuana the way you can on alcohol, but you know what you're getting with alcohol, not so much with marijuana. And there are a bunch of kids who think it's safe to drive with marijuana. About 40% think it's safe to drive after you within 15 minutes of smoking a joint. One, we want you to take them as in gummies and not smoke it, or in brownies and not smoke it. But realize this distorts your perceptions, is not safe as a in to drive after you've had this. Neither, we don't know the full safety profile of marijuana. On the surface, it appears to be safer. We don't know the long health-term risks of marijuana. We do in alcohol. That's because we haven't been studying marijuana very effectively because of the FDA and DEA rules. Hopefully, those rules and those silos will be broken down, and we'll be able to study and much better answer the question in the future, which is safer. In the meantime, if you're going to smoke or you're going to drink, do so responsibly and get someone else to drive you afterwards. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. You've been listening to episode 863A. Thanks very much for listening to us. We'll be back. Randall, thanks for great engineering. Please do download us. Please do rate us every week. More than 50,000 of you are downloading us weekly. I really appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be able to tell us what we should do better. How to do that? Write me at ageprooflife@gmail.com. Ageprooflife, ageprooflife@gmail.com. And tell us what we should do differently. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks for downloading us another week. I hope we're useful for you. Thanks very much.